This is a new day for New York 19.
Where is the good officers at? If 11 of them is no damn good, we want to know where the good ones at.
I believe the goal is beating Donald Trump.
Watch your
tongue. What do you mean? She just called me names.
So I don't give a f- she spoke the truth.
Whoa, look at that. There's a beaver 5 feet from us. Usually they whack their tails on the water and try to scare you off. That was a pretty brave beaver.
We've learned some tough lessons, and those lessons are we have to hold people accountable.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. On this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we have the results of the latest Siena poll, which asked New Yorkers if Governor Andrew Cuomo should seek a fourth term. We hear from Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern of the 2nd District, who chairs the Rules Committee. And we learn about a nonprofit in Western Mass that helps locals learn English. But first, the pilot who was killed when his helicopter crashed on the roof of a Midtown Manhattan skyscraper amid heavy clouds and rain on Monday has been identified. The real estate company that used the helicopter confirmed the pilot was Tim McCormick of Clinton Corners in Dutchess County. American Continental Properties said McCormick had flown for the company for the past 5 years. He was formerly a volunteer fire chief for the East Clinton Fire District. A new poll shows while New Yorkers would prefer Kirsten Gillibrand over Bill de Blasio in a 2020 presidential run, they're not keen on Governor Cuomo staying on for a fourth term. WAMC's Capital Region Bureau Chief Dave Lucas reports.
In May, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo broke some news to Alan Chartok on WAMC.
Yes and no, you're running for a fourth term. You plan to run for a fourth term. How's that?
I plan to run for a fourth term.
That run would come in 2022, but a new Siena College poll finds a majority of New York voters do not want the Democrat to run again, according to pollster Steve Greenberg.
How's Andrew Cuomo doing? Well, he's got his best favorability rating from voters in more than a year. Right now, 52% of voters have a favorable view of Andrew Cuomo, 42% have an unfavorable view, the best favorability rating he's had since March 2018. But should Andrew Cuomo run for a fourth term, as he said a couple of weeks ago that he's planning on doing? Well, there, voters are not so sure. Only 37% say he should. 58% say he should not run for a fourth term. Of course, that's still more than 3 years away.
The legalization of recreational marijuana continues to divide New Yorkers.
55% of New Yorkers support it. 40% oppose it. Strong support from Democrats, support from independents, opposition from Republicans. And when we look at it by age, young people, three-quarters of voters under 35 support it, but voters 55 and older, they oppose legalizing the recreational use of marijuana by a 54 to 42% margin.
As the end of the legislative session approaches, Greenberg says voters have a few other issues on their minds.
Requiring parents to have their children vaccinated before school, regardless of religious beliefs, overwhelmingly, 84% of New Yorkers support that. Only 13% oppose. It has strong, overwhelming support from every party, every region, every ethnicity, every gender, every age group. Also supported strongly by New Yorkers, amending the New York State Constitution to include the ERA. 72% of New Yorkers support it. Only 17% oppose.
How do voters feel about New Yorkers running for president?
They don't like Donald Trump. His numbers continue to erode. Only 34% have a favorable view of Trump. 63% have an unfavorable view. We have Kirsten Gillibrand, who's got a 44 to 36 favorability rating. And Mayor de Blasio. Only 29% of voters have a favorable view of de Blasio. 53% have an unfavorable view. De Blasio's underwater with New York City voters, and he's underwater with Democrats from New York State. So when we matched up a hypothetical matchup between de Blasio and Gillibrand for the Democratic nomination, and we asked New York Democrats, who would you choose among those two? voters overwhelmingly side with the junior senator over the New York City mayor. 56% of New York Democrats say they would support Gillibrand. Only 25% said they would support de Blasio.
The poll was conducted June 2nd through 6th by telephone calls conducted in English to 812 New York State registered voters. It has an overall margin of error of plus or minus 4.1 percentage points. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern of the 2nd District is one of a growing number of Democrats who want to advance impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. And as chair of the Rules Committee, McGovern is also battling the White House's refusal to cooperate in ongoing investigations into Russian meddling in the 2016 election and related issues. McGovern spoke with WAMC's Alan Shartok on the Congressional Corner.
I said, after Mr. Mueller spoke, that I personally favored that the Judiciary Committee, launching a formal impeachment inquiry. So I know that kind of contradicts a little bit what the Speaker said, but it's what I believe. Now, whether we get there or not, it's going to take more than just me saying it. We're going to have a consensus to move forward. But I think that the behavior of this administration and his behavior in the campaign, and having read the Mueller report, makes me believe that we can't turn a blind eye to this. We just can't say it's politically inconvenient. We're going to have to do what our founders expected us to do, and that is live up to our constitutional responsibilities.
So if you're sitting in the House and you're a Democrat right now, and you have a fired up constituency who just really hate this president, right. I mean, let's face it. For good reason, and want to impeach him. They may not understand that the Senate won't convict. They may not give a damn that the Senate won't convict. They just want something done. Don't you have to sort of follow your constituents?
Well, I think you do to a certain extent. That but I think on this matter, I think you have to advocate for what you believe is the right thing to do. And look, what Speaker Pelosi is advocating is not different from, what I'm suggesting right. by that much. What she's saying is that, let the committees of oversight continue to do hearings and gather the information and gather the evidence, and then we'll have a stronger case if we move forward. So today in the Rules Committee, we are I've got a resolution that would it would be a resolution to enforce the subpoenas that the Judiciary Committee issued to Attorney General Barr and former White House Counsel McGahn. I mean, civil contempt. And we are going to debate that in the Rules Committee, and then tomorrow it'll come on the House floor, and I will handle the bill, because it's a Rules Committee bill. And we will strengthen the judiciary's hand in basically forcing this administration to comply with what I think they were legally obligated to comply with.
You want those subpoenas enforced. You're willing to hold the people who aren't showing up in civil contempt.
Correct.
But who will prosecute that? In other words, does that take the Justice Department? I know that you have a jail cell down in the bottom of the... You really
right. No, it won't take the Justice Department. It will take the courts. And that's why we're going this way, because, if we just... I mean, some people have suggested that we just hold them in contempt and then turn it over to the Justice Department. Well, that's like asking the fox to guard the hen house.
Right.
I mean, but they're not going to do anything. So we are going to the courts. We think it will strengthen our hand. We think it will result in courts expediting, decisions on some of the requests. And by the way, it's not just on the Mueller report. It's also on... their lack of coming forward and respecting subpoenas on their immigration policy, on the health care policies and stuff like that, a whole range of things. But bottom line is, if they don't comply, if we pass this resolution, if they don't comply, they will be in contempt of court, which carries fines and potentially jail time. So they will have to deal with the courts. And I believe that reasonable measure, the courts will side with us.
That's Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern of the 2nd District speaking with our Alan Shartok on the Congressional Corner. Well, it's a busy month for a nonprofit that helps Berkshire County residents learn English. WAMC's Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes has more.
Jennifer Vrabel is the executive director of the Literacy Network of South Berkshire, also known as LitNet.
We are a nonprofit that provides free educational support for adults. So our mission is to provide one-on-one tutoring that can help transform the lives of adult learners, both immigrants and folks who are U.S. born, through the power of literacy, education, and advocacy.
LitNet trains volunteer tutors and matches them with clients, mostly immigrants who speak English as a second or third language. Some are trying to get their high school equivalency or are working towards citizenship and trying to pass their naturalization exam. But some come to LitNet starting almost from scratch.
For those folks, we're trying to figure out what they need to survive day to day. Do they need vocabulary for on the job? Do they need to learn how to make a phone call? Do they need to, you know how to say that they're going to be sick for work? Or are they trying to interact with their kids' teachers? And so we try to figure out what are those basic needs they need to learn. Numbers, colors, months, all that. It can be very basic. Or some of our students are working towards getting a better job. Maybe they need to tweak their resume. They're learning their writing skills, trying to improve a specific educational goal. Maybe they want to go to BCC or some other kind of higher education. And we figure out what they need and try to match them with the support they need to reach those goals.
One such match is that between tutor Abigail Rogers McKee and student Delani Pimentel. Pimentel, 24, came from the Dominican Republic 5 years ago.
It was hard because I didn't want to leave my family in DR, but my mom was here and she inspired me to come here with my sister. It was hard to communicate with people, but I just went to school and tried to get better.
She's a student at Berkshire Community College in Great Barrington and is still working out what path to take in her education.
I wanted to go to college to do, I would like to be a nurse, and I also like systems, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
For now, she has to get her high school equivalency diploma. In the courtyard behind the hotel in Great Barrington, where Pimentel works, she goes over math problems together with Rogers McKee.
And so how is the math going? Do you like math?
A little bit.
We're working on her liking it more.
That's Rogers McKee.
Actually, she's very good at it, but she needs more confidence, I think. She gets the right answer, but she's always surprised. So that's part of what we're working on, so she realizes how much she actually does know.
Rogers McKee, 62, is a retired risk management consultant from Egremont.
A friend of a friend who worked for LitNet asked me if I wanted to become a tutor, and she was very enthusiastic, and so I thought it would be a great thing to do, and I thought it would be something that I could actually do to make a difference at the community level.
While Pimentel's educational future is undecided, the progress she's made with Rogers McKee and LitNet is already paying off.
I can teach my mom. I can have a conversation with American people or from another country who speak English.
On Saturday, LitNet holds its annual fundraiser at NomKig in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, a day after a round of new citizens, including some LitNet students, are naturalized at a ceremony at the Norman Rockwell Museum. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.
And that'll do it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. And until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.